The appointed psalm to be read for this Sunday is the 23rd psalm, which kind of caught me by surprise, because I know the 23rd psalm is an appointed psalm for Good Shepherd Sunday, which of course is the fourth Sunday after Easter. But I was somewhat surprised to see that it was the appointed psalm for this particular Sunday. And as is my habit, with very, very, very well-known texts, I tend to avoid them in the pulpit because they tend to becomes almost like water off a duck's back. Oh, we've heard this many, 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 many times before. We know it inside and out. We know it by heart. We can recite it, you know. And so I tend to leave very, very well-known texts alone in this pulpit. But today I decided to look at this one once again. I know I've talked about it a couple of times through the years, Psalm 23, different aspects of it. But as I was looking at it this week, lo and behold, I saw something I hadn't seen before. And that aha moment, you know, that aha, there it is, always intrigues me and attracts me. My wife asked me last night, "Got your sermon for tomorrow?" I said, "Not really. I have an idea, but I don't know if it's going to work out or how it's going to work out or anything like that. So here we go." That's my disclaimer, I suppose, to each of you this morning. The Psalm 23 is beloved by everybody because of its beauty. And whenever it is recited, and people always want it recited at funerals, etc., they always want this one read. It brings a feeling of comfort because it is always, always read with a certain tone of voice, always a calming tone of voice, always a pastoral tone of voice. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. It is a very, very pastoral psalm. But as I was reading it this week and digging into it a little more, I became intrigued by the first part of the sixth verse. Always spoken with a certain lilt in the voice and recited with a certain lilt in the memory bank. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. What a wonderful sentiment. What a wonderful scriptural, biblical, gospel truth. The goodness of God, which is his loving kindness, and the word used there is, of course, the word for his covenant loyalty, his covenant word, will follow me all the days of my life. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to looking at that. And lo and behold, there it was. Literally, what the verse says is, surely good and mercy, grace, loving kindness, however you want to translate that word, surely good and mercy will pursue me. And if you look up that word in both original languages, you will find that the connotation there is it is used rather consistently for pursuit. Pursuit after an enemy. Interesting. Very interesting. A dogged pursuit, a pursuit that never gives up, that is always, always, always going after. I had a professor at seminary once talked about the hound of heaven. Picture of a dog chasing after someone. It's kind of the picture we have here. Your goodness, your good, your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness will pursue me every day of my life. And I thought to myself, what grand comfort there is in that thought. Because, you know, quite often in the Christian walk, there is the inevitable feeling of God not caring, generally prompted by some circumstance of life. There is sometimes the feeling of abandonment by God, where we feel like crying out with his own son, my God, why have you forsaken me? And what this psalm tells us, what David tells us with this simple little verse, is whenever those feelings and those thoughts begin to creep in, just turn around and look behind you. Because there what you're going to find is the mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness of God constantly coming after you, looking to overtake you. And the way that happens is for us to stop running. Stop with the feelings of God can't forgive me for this. God has left me. God has abandoned me. God has forsaken me. Stop. Stop running. And you will find that his mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness will overtake you. Because it's always there. Always doggedly pursuing after us. And I find it very interesting that David is the one who wrote these words, because David, of all people, knew what it was like to run from God. But David realized that God was never, ever, ever going to give up on him. That God was never going to let him go. And so David writes these words, your good and your grace will pursue me all the days of my life. Abandoned by God? Oh no. Forsaken by God? Oh no. He only did that once, and that was to his own son to pay for your sin and mine. Stop running. Turn around and look, and you will find his mercy and grace ever ready to envelop you. Because no matter how far I run, no matter how fast I run, his grace and mercy are right there, just looking to overtake me. Wonderful words from the psalmist David in the well-known 23rd Psalm. Amen.